Bebek abla.
We will start with the recitation of the of praise to Shakyamuni Buddha. So when we recite this phrase, visualize or think of Shakyamuni Buddha in the space in front of us, and then try to remember the kindness of Buddha. It's because of Buddha's descent into this world of ours that we have now this opportunity to practice the Dharma. And you can also reflect on the qualities of his exalted body, speech and mind, and through that, you know, and try to develop the faith, you know, towards Buddha.
今天是八度麦巴萨耶，那罗三季过去一了，小个三季，对着八度麦巴塔耶，所能说八度麦巴萨耶，我今天用土白用过来，就让这些尊主阶级都，那生命的，尊主阶级今天上了当过呀。
So it is said that just by bringing Buddha, turning our attention to Buddha, thinking of Buddha, that itself purifies a lot of our obscurations, and we accumulate a lot of merit. So please try to put some effort into such reflections and reciting this praise. So on page 3 of the this booklet.
Some chela on the sherab kukuyore, chazata, haba to sherab gila, jesu jambayang la, so atabna, sherab trubela, kyabra yungay, loa.
So whenever we study the Buddha's teachings, it is very useful and in fact very important for us to have wisdom, intelligence. So if we make a request to Manjushri, who is the special deity of wisdom, it does make a difference. So before we recite the praise to Manjushri, it would be good if we can just visualize and think of Manjushri in the space in front of us. And before we we recite this prayer, it would be very good if we can go through the practice of the seven limbs mentally, you know. So the seven limbs are prostrations, making offerings, confessing our negativities and obscurations, and rejoicing in the virtue, and then requesting the Buddhas to turn the wheel of Dharma, beseeching them to not pass away into Nirvana, and then finally this dedication of merit. So if we can do this mentally before reciting this praise, there will be a good tip. So we'll spend a minute in silence. So just go through the seven limbs quickly in your mind. And for those of you who are not yet familiar with the seven limbs, so at this point in time, you can just make a heartfelt heartfelt, single-pointed request to Manjushri, and you pray, to him, you wish, and that may all of us be quickly, be like him.
어떤 대신에 때네 안에 지다 제준자배 아니 그런 게 등기 나가라 소화다 따단다 안에 지 자야라지 차되네 로와 안에 지 용기 타 용기 내범 두걸 남았어 어떤 대신에 단단히 따라 지지기 전단 조팀 말에 마리베 난주기 마리보다 소바 쪼벌체 충분히 따 내범 되기 아니 강소다 랑기 쉐벌체 로와다 시진을 쪼벌체 어떤 대 말에
So try to visualize a Manjushri in the space in front of us. So he wields a sword in his right hand, and he holds a volume of text in his left at his heart. So the sword that Manjushri is holding symbolizes the cutting and the eradication of the afflictions, in particular ignorance, that is in our minds, and the text that he is holding in his right hand, left hand, symbolizes the things that we are trying to learn, in particular the reality of our life, you know, and things around us.
What this? Ani ti ani chi jinu jambeng tokala dawe kim korche ti tengla ta. Ige arabaza natis da dikila che talada dinde shiwa che samlatang ane chikta are
and then visualize in the heart of Manjushri there's a moon sun disk which is a flat sun disk of light there's a sun disk moon disk at the heart of Manjushri which is just a flat disk of light and you can visualize the syllables of the Manjushri's mantra on the sun disk, moon disk.
Oh, the day is set up. Anichi, the other, Yigidi, Anichi, Yigitele, Anichi, Tatanda, Yigidan, Davi, Jinkor, or Tele, Anichi, was a part of my trip. Retta, Matu, the part of my Jumba, Tatanani, Ranjula Shuk, Anni Ranjugita, Mishib and Mumba, how about the Timu Maricola Sopa? 하바도 아니 즉 최치에게 아니 즉다 딕딕 가게 탐제 아니 즉 장비 미과체 봐.
And so next you visualize, then you next visualize a mass of light and rays and nectar flowing from the mundus and the mantra garland at the heart of Manjushri and it flows into us and it purifies us of all our ignorance and in particular ego grasping. And also think that all the obstacles and obscurations that obstruct, that hinder our Dharma studies and practice, and all these obstacles are completely purified. And after that, then again, you visualize a host of light rays and nectar flowing from the heart of Manjushri into us. And then you think that then you, with that, you achieve a very special wisdom. You've acquired this wisdom that is equivalent to Manjushri's wisdom.
So
we will recite the praise to Manjushri and then we will recite the mantra of Manjushri for 1 or 2 minutes. So at that time you can visualize that in the way that I've explained. Obeisance to my guru and protector Manjushri, who holds to his heart in his scriptural text, symbolic of his seeing all things as they are. His understanding shines forth as the sun, unclouded by defilements or traces of ignorance, who teaches in 60 ways with the patient love of the Father, who is only Son, all creatures caught in the prison of samsara, confused in the darkness of their ignorance, overwhelmed by the suffering. You whose dragon thunder proclamation of Dharma arouses us from the stupor of our delusions and frees us from the iron chains of our karma, whose powerful sword of wisdom hews down suffering wherever its sprouts appear, clearing away the darkness of all ignorance. I entreat you, O Manjushri, whose princely body is adorned with 112 marks of the Buddha, who has completed the 10 stages, achieving the highest perfection of the Bodhisattva, who has been pure from the beginning. O Manjushri, all-loving one, with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate the darkness enclosing our minds, enlighten our intelligence and wisdom, so that we may gain insight from the Buddha's words and the text that explain them. O Marabhatana Indi, O Marabhatana.
Tatijala, the major pay, but it's just a major pedo canayam, Corsorta, Rangita, the Lamaton, Tajin Jamai, the more enemy to teche, the Rangi gets a sapatini, ta, Mendic Suscoche, Chubb Suscoche, Anichita, Lamaton, but just some Elma Chivatilla, Pue, or Tide Chituino, Anichita, Son of Sopatmel.
So next is the mandala offering. The prayer is on page 27. So we offer the mandala to our Manjushri, inseparable from our root guru. And we visualize basically all our roots of virtue or merit, transforming into the aspect of the mandala offering and presenting it to Guru Manjushri. So if we can do this visualization, we will accumulate immeasurable holes of merit. So the prayer is on page 27, yeah, second paragraph.
Sonam jin dola
어떻게 딱 이슈에 나시네 딱 언제 딱 통말 딱 이때만 나시네 딱 전부 전도 강라 딱 이슈에 나시네 딱 와 이슈 못 가지 전부 고추님 도 강라 딱 이슈에 나시 남상 뒤 뒤에 상부 땅 토해라 건바 된 거 해 말이야 남면 마성 하시 딱 전부 전도 딱 이 나시다 딱 와 남 못 가지 전부 고추님 도 강라 상부 뒤 땅에지 곰시 소고기 하래 균등히 그러와
So before every class, we will basically be doing, reciting the same prayers. Yeah. So in the future, you know, whenever we recite these prayers, please remember those points that I've brought up today. You know, yeah, because I can't be repeating them in every session. So we have to familiarize ourselves. Yeah. With what we have to think, what we have to visualize. Okay? So please keep that in mind. So whenever we recite those prayers, please do it without a distracted mind.
Oh, 독신이. 따뜻한다. 조조 심낭아 침보 구제 태지 고구여라. 덤바 덤비 지불라 심낭아 구제 태바시 고야시. 어, 칸에 덤바 지불만 이마시. 심낭아 지 덤바 산재라 뛰어누가라 심낭아 소와 침보지 중투배시 곰 딜라다 배순시 고구여라.
Whenever we recite the prayers, the prayers that we recite, you know, they have to move the heart, they have to move the mind, at least a little bit, yeah. So we have to, from our side, then make that happen. Okay, yeah. So, yeah. So, this is what we have to do,
yeah.
Of course, it is not something that can just happen overnight. Yeah. It's a matter of getting used to it, you know, being familiar with the prayers and with the recitation. You know, but from our side, you know, we have to try. Yeah. So, because then, you know, with some familiarity, you know, then it is possible, you know, that, you know, whenever we recite such prayers, you know. This special kind of feeling, special kind of emotion, faith, you know, arises. Yeah. Okay. So this is what we have to work towards.
Yeah. 어떡하네. 어 가장 가장 다 사법으로 시원한 시간에 저 당들 강에 최소지. 다 담보 높중체라 높중체기 삼로디 깨디 각쇼지 체결하래 로 남비초 직인 삼로 코야디 각보이 체결해 다 기랑서 독스 코시 다 남비초 직인 삼로 코시 레바디 뭐네지 시우지다 갈소다 거 얌차고 해도시 러바 미스바시 중바도시 샤기요래 러바.
So I mentioned last Thursday that it is very difficult in general for people to have an interest to want to study and the Buddhist teachings. Yeah. So in general, it's very difficult and it's rare. So the very fact that all of you have expressed your interest in wanting to learn, and the fact that you have made your way here, so that itself is amazing. It's as if something that is a near impossibility has happened.
Yeah. Rinpoche always says amazing. Tengo ne imba ne, rawa tango to yundu ne gache, tela sabu tindeji kabla tando ane chik tuzu teche, lupin cheke samlo kwa di, mwane ta yamcho rawa, rawa, susu samlo tango, te gangala yunga yama ne gombo re, kirangzo le yungba di, mwane yamcho kwa rawa shire, rawa.
Because if you think about it, it is amazing. Because all of you lead a very busy life, you have all sorts of commitments. You've come from work. So the very fact that you are here, so that is really something amazing.
Dawan itu awal, lon itu los. Tapi longa perdu, tapi macam ni tak kerja. Tapi tuan ni ni le tak. Tinde lodi mana macam ni? Tinde cuma tiwe yang tak yamcak aja cegah le, lewa.
So what you have done, it's not something that others can do in general. Yeah. So it's rare. It's rare for people to have this interest and to actually act on their interest. Yeah. So now. So how do we sustain this interest? Yeah, moving on. Yeah. So how do we sustain our interest from day to day, from week to week, from month to month, and then from year to year? And hopefully, towards from year to year. So we hope to complete this in 5 or 6 years. Yeah. So if you're able to do that and really sustain your interest. That is even more amazing than amazing. Yeah. That will be amazing, rather.
That in the sense, that in the tenir meeting, that in the same situation, change, that third job is changing, na, that one, that, yam, cheshoji chaishi, otine imare, that one.
So if we do manage to sustain our interest and if we do complete the course, then there will be the greatest of all amazement.
No, what in this? That kaosho tere, that lo jeba de, tonye lo jeba de, that nire nye, that takto, that tonye lo de, netap chigorwa, netap machina.
So it's one thing, it's one thing having the interest to learn. But we have to ensure or try at least to sustain this interest moving forward. Yeah. So that is important because in the course of our study, we will meet with all sorts of difficulties, problems, obstacles. Yeah. So usually when when such a thing happens, you know, if we meet with a problem, if it is a big problem, an obstacle, and somehow our interest in studying degenerates, it becomes weaker, and then we find it more difficult to come to class, to continue to come to class, we find it more difficult to continue our studies. Yeah.
어떻게니 드네직 다 섬슈지 차바이나 라레하야 용에 카포치거래 그러봐 섬슈 마차가지니 뮤트도가디 지금 섬슈지 차나 라레하 용에디 원에다 카포슈샤시 용구도 가다.
So you know when problems and difficulties arise and then we then you know naturally of course we find it more difficult to come to class to continue our studies. You know. But the point is not to lose the courage and the determination because once we feel that, you know, once we lose the determination, the courage, you know, then it's very difficult to, you know, to get back that interest, you know, isn't it? To continue to study, yeah. It's very difficult,
yeah. Oh, that's all
So all of you, all of you, obviously must have an interest to study, but this is only the second session. Yeah. the thing to do is to continue to really, you know, to try our best to sustain this interest moving forward. Yeah. Sounds like George Bush moving forward. Keep saying moving forward. But anyway.
어 독신이 제가 딱 가르쳤습니다. 어 독신이 제가 딱 먼저 럽신 집에 갑라요. 딱 코바당 먹어 왔나 소주 좀 그래. 그러봐. 딱 먹어비 괜찮지? 그냥 섬주 잡아 용 그래. 그러봐.
And in the course of our studies, you know, we will definitely learn a lot of new things, you know, about the teachings of the Buddha. But there will always be things, you know, that we will not understand, at least there and then, immediately. Yeah. So, so there will always be things that we will not understand along the way. Okay. But if that is a reason, or if you use that as a reason to give up or to be discouraged, then it's a mistake.
어떤데 말해? 제장다 쉬어야 되래. 당연히 다 시당 남게 발전나 소주 용구래. 다 너무 집어 집에 깔라 용구여래. 제장 된대겠다. 발전도 해 시도 다 다게 나시래. 남길 다 합해라 가려야나요. 다 소화 답시. 다 야라둔바 딘데 기원에 초사해 아니 소 제주도 답해 어 딘데 신에는 균도 딱바로 딘데 치톱나 다 발제 도해라 제발치 못차해 랑기 높중 치해 아니 강 치해버도 털지 못 용해라 제발치 못 용해 딘데래
So as I mentioned, we will meet with all sorts of difficulties and problems and all sorts of obstacles and both outer and inner obstacles. Yeah. So therefore it becomes very important to continuously make prayers, make requests to the special deity, be it Manjushri or another special deity. You know. And so by bringing that deity to mind, then we should accumulate merit and purify our obscurations by doing the practice of the seven limbs and make heartfelt, single-pointed requests. Yeah. So and we need to do this regularly and constantly. You know. And if we do this, then it makes a huge difference to being able to successfully complete our studies.
어떤데 높은 지도고 말했으니 랑게랑게 섬 슝체 랑게랑게 매체야 섬 슝체 대체 아니 섬 주 차체 높은 마체지 용구도 와야 진식
and then there's another reason why people get discouraged along the way. You know, there will always be people who are bright and intelligent, and then they get everything. They seem to understand, you know? and then if we happen to be the, you know, someone who doesn't get everything, then you know, it's natural that, you know, you feel a bit discouraged, you know? And then you start to think, you see, you know, these people are so bright, they're so intelligent, and, you know, I'm kind of like dumb, you know. You know, and then you start to get discouraged, you know? And when that discouragement sets in, then you stop your studies, you know? You stop coming to class. Yeah.
Oh, that in the summer, or in the summer, kabla, yang summer ya push tango hai, timena, da ko, yang pasi chumbu chagi hai, jazang summer tang che, so so da, tanga zu nang, chazang nang ba ingre, jazang da, lende nam shi summer tang hai, rawa. 즉 야, 아마도 지면에 조성을 당해. 다 믹스이나요. 다 리버 치중 나서 주용해. 미직바 용해 가보래. 너와 또 소수 내산년도 딘데기 떡기 때리 봤산년 용해. 알아봐. 딘데기 캐벌 용해. 알아봐. 다동안 이제와 치마를 두고 연장. 섬 슝님 마셔봤지. 이제와 치마는 리버 야보지 용국에서 다리 안에 지금 좀바된지 배고구도 쓴 다동다. 섬 슝 마셔지 사버드 준주 깨지 좀과야지.
So if that happens, if we start to think like that, then you must know how to deal with it. Yeah. It's no point in getting discouraged. Yeah. I guess everyone here is a Buddhist. Yeah, I guess. So we all accept karma, isn't it? Yeah. So due to karma, it's impossible. There's no way that all of us will be the same. All of us are different. And some people just have to. Some people just are more intelligent. Some are not so intelligent. So this is the result of karma, isn't it? Yeah. So those, you know, who are more intelligent, they are just experiencing the results of their own good karma from the past, isn't it? Yeah. But the point is this: we all have to take rebirth. Yeah. So if we just sit there and be discouraged, you know, I mean, we beat ourselves up, you know, it's not going to help our future lives, isn't it? In fact, the thing we should put in more effort actually, because what we do now in this life will affect our future lives. We want to be intelligent or more intelligent in our future lives, isn't it? Yeah. So if you feel that you're not so intelligent in this life, then all the more you should put in more effort, you know, to learn and to study. So this is what you have to think. Yeah.
So yeah. So when I was studying Sera, so same. I have many classmates. So yeah, compared to me, my another friend, much more intelligent. Yeah, I can memorize one page, but he can memorize 10 pages. Within 1 hour, 2 hours. So, you know, when you see, sometimes you feel discouraged, you know. How come he have this kind of intelligence? How come I don't have this intelligence, you know? Then you feel, sometimes you feel like a little bit comparing, then you discouraged, you know. That happened to me, that's why sharing this experience with you. So maybe, probably many of you, some of you have also like that. Yeah. So, but also in my classmate, there's one very, very intelligent. Some debate, somebody teach him, he can get it very quickly. You know, for me, it takes time to get it. One of my classmates is very good, intelligent, you know. But I'm not that intelligent compared to that person. You know, but my friend, that one, intelligent, but is not hardworking. You know? But for me, I'm not so intelligent, but I'm a little bit hardworking compared to him. Yeah? So, in long run, when you study, long run, when the final come, you win. Yeah? Not the intelligent one win. Hardworking will win there. Yeah? So I'm not saying I'm good here, but that's what happened. Intelligent ones, sometimes they think so much, you know, their mind is so quick, this and that. And after they stop their study, you know, they think other things, then somehow they cannot continue the study. Sometimes they study 1 month, you know, so hard working like that, become a scholar like that. After next month, he relaxes. You know? So 1 month good, 1 month not good. Then at the end, you know, he couldn't reach, achieve his goal, you know. So like that. So here, what I'm saying is hard working is the most important, not the intelligence. If you work hard, you achieve something. You know, so it's very important how much you work, hard work, you know. So that much you will achieve. Of course, I can entirely depend on wisdom, you know. You don't have wisdom, even if you work hard, you don't achieve so much there, you know. But you will achieve something according to your knowledge, wisdom, you know. So my message there, so work hard, you know. You work hard, end of the day, you'll achieve something. Yeah? Same thing. You work hard, end of the day, you make some money. Yeah? Or something like that. You study also same thing. When you study, work hard, come class, put effort, try to listen, read your book. Maybe, end of the 5 years, you'll get something there. Yeah? So you get that, you should be happy on that. Yeah, we cannot compare, oh, I get more, I get less, I don't know, you know. Then discourage, you don't study, you give up. Then it's not correct. You know, you must work hard, strong, then I think you'll achieve something. Yeah. Oh, tinder shakare lakut. Oh, tukshini, that's all tire, that kaduina, that ko. 토니기 러디 마셔 버치지 아니지 균두 네트벨라 메선 치고에 가서 슈반 하시네 어진다 마셔 버치니 용달로 빼고 나 진짜 직제 니체스나 섬주 차스티 융마트 책도 왔다 그러와 근데 마송 하시고에 제치 모레 도마네다 느티니 용투지 그러와 어딘데 남고에 제치 모레
so therefore it's very important to sustain, you know, the interest in learning. So as much as possible, try not to miss any class, yeah, as much as possible. Because once you start missing classes, after 1-2 classes, then somehow, then you may end up not coming, yeah. You lose, and you start to get discouraged. Yeah.
Oh, tindeshita, rohata. Oh, tindeshita, tindema kare loga, tindema kare kaza loya marta kone. Ah, loga na malaga na moto.
So I always tell the class, my class, to, you know, that it is very important to do some reading, to read the text, even just a couple of pages, every time before coming to class, yeah, that's very important. So it doesn't matter whether you understand what you read, But it is very important to read the text before coming.
Okay? Tatine tomar chela tirisha, ta jizun tamba, tuji chimbo da dema, nam di shabla kubi chasa los. Mijishingi, onchu chumden de jewe jeza, changun chugi che, deshiku, kunji, yabji chambi, yang, jewe lunda, lodo tome no kubi dunu, stati, anichi chuba chuba, sedi marita.
So, on page one of the textbook, respectfully, I prostrate at the feet of the venerable saints who are full of compassion. And next is the expression of veneration. Bhagavan, Lord of this world system of forbearance, Jina's regent, the savior of love, Jamgonya, Lord of the Dharma, Manjugosha, single father of all the Sugatas, Nagarjuna and Asanga, foretold by the Jina, bowing to you with respect.
That's chobar chobar said. That did that on the Karswar, that so anishi that then you can't account on the Tomar, that anishi that Tomar and chobar joe, or that give a tumble, Labardo, Rang, that's a lama chobar joe, dinema, that's a tomashake to the chobar joe, dinin. Java Chamba, Dini Jambeyang, Dini Lotu, Tomelas, Tuxini, and Chobar Jayimba. That Chobar Joga, Jinsendi, so Karasena, Rangi, Cheva, Kang Cheva, Labadu Kabdi, Dinzo Zomba Chainzang, that Dinzo Zombala, Parche Mambu Yungar, then on Parche Shorche, Dinegi, Anishi, Koba Chimbu Yungar, Jazanta, Tomal Chobar Jay, Dinisare.
So this is an expression of worship or veneration. Yeah. So usually, when one composes a treatise or important text such as this, at the very beginning of the text, it is important to pay homage to express one's veneration. Yeah. And here in this text, Namasangrapa. Pays a homage to the holy beings, in particular to his root guru, and he pays a homage to Shakyamuni Buddha and to Maitreya Buddha as well, and to Manjushri, and then Nagarjuna and Asanga. So, what's the reason for paying homage to these different beings at the beginning of the text? So usually whenever an important text such as this is composed, then there are usually many different kinds of obstacles here. So in order to pacify those obstacles that may arise in the course of composing the text, then the author will usually pay homage right at the beginning.
Oh, tinder, that tinder, tinder, that tinzola, and it's that could be duce, any carriage, sena, soda, and a samotawata, Jensen Chibi, Lamji, Rimbala, Delani, the Chubache, Lariani, Dodosu, Dini Shabacha, Senta, this Otinista, Tishi to Hinista, could be dune, that in the chain,
somewhere. So, after paying a homage to these different beings, then what does Namasangrapa? Now, what does he go on to do? You know? So it's there in the text. Yeah. He says, I shall once more give explanations here in a summary fashion of the gradual path of the most profound view and of a vast conduct, making it easy to assess. So So Namasambhava says, I shall once more give an explanation. So prior to composing this middle length Namrim, Namasambhava had already finished writing the great treatise on the graduated stages of the path to enlightenment. So here in this text, Namasambhava is basically trying to once more give the same explanation, but in a condensed way. So next is identifying the subject matter that is to be explained in this text. Yeah. So the Dharma to be explained here consists in how the fortunate are led to the level of Buddhahood through the stages of the path to enlightenment. It summarizes all the points of the Buddha's excellent speech following the tradition of the two great trailblazers, Nagarjuna and Asanga, and it constitutes the Dharma system of the Supreme Beings progressing to the state of omniscience, and it contains all the stages without omission that the three types of beings need to practice.
어떻게 다조다 가르스나 다조다 다시에 또 마셔져 투박이 아니지 가르스나 조다 시진이 될까봐 다조다 삼았다에 림바디 조 모수숭구여래라고 삼았다에 남기림바 아니지 다 모수숭제 다 다시에 남기림바디 다 배배 수지 숭해 다 점된대기라고 점된대기 될까봐 어떻게 대신에 숭용구여래.
Shakyamuni Buddha taught the perfection of wisdom sutras. So the perfection of wisdom sutras explicitly teaches on the stages of the profound view. Yeah. But the perfection of wisdom sutra implicitly, in a hidden manner, it talks also about the extensive stages of the path, the path of vasa conduct.
어디네 손에 다 대다오디 아니지 다 자체가 남지는 바다 다 배네 손에 기진 바디니 다 조조 아니지 다 저준 참근기 다 사왔던지 다 그러와 사왔던지 아니 세보시니 아니 자 마 다 자체가 남지는 바디 다 저준 참근 사보시니 마 송영해 그러와.
So the perfection of wisdom sutras explicitly deals with the profound view, but it also teaches the path of vasa conduct, but in an implicit way, in a hidden way. So it was Maitreya who clarified the stages of the vasa conduct.
어떻시니 디네마 아니 전반에 아니지 동맥이 어떻시니 다 자세 남기신 바디 독신이 왜 바래 다 전반에 동맥 많이 주시라.
So the stages of the vast conduct or the stages of the extensive deeds, as it's sometimes translated, so that was clarified by the savior of love, Maitreya. And from Maitreya, those teachings pertaining to the path of the extensive deeds were passed down to Asanga.
어떻게 되네? 아니지다 삼았다가 남기는 바디니 다 되네마 산재 좀 된다네 안 제준자매네 되네마다 사벌도 다 공부 로또기 다 삼았다가 남기는 바디 아니지. 사월치니 숨명에 어디네 있어래.
So the stages of the path of a profound view was passed into Manjushri. Yeah, so Buddha passed those teachings to Manjushri, and then in turn Manjushri handed those teachings to the protector Nagarjuna.
What did they say? That did they say? That did they say? And she.
So the teaching that we are looking at here is the Lamrim, or the graduated stages of the path to enlightenment. Yeah. So as it is said in the text, it is the system for supreme beings progressing to the state of omniscience. Yeah. Yeah. So that is what the Lamrim is. Yeah. And the Lamrim, the stages of the path of enlightenment, also fully comprise all the stages that are practiced by the three types of persons, yeah, the three types of persons of the different capacities. Okay, so the Lamrim, or the stages of the path to enlightenment, is a teaching that fully comprises all the stages that are practiced by the three types of persons. Yeah, so the persons of small, middling, and great capacity. Yeah. But as to what and who they are, so we will cover that, you know, as we go along.
Oh, tinder sha. That tinder ma, ane chik kasuna. That thunda ni, that thoma na, that tinder yung yusare, that kasore, that tinder di, that zomba ba kariyeme, that thunda tinder da shemba chikwe, ane rwa. Oh, tinder le, that tinder le. 진짜 좀바보 간대지메 라와 좀바보디 간대이메 디고 내서 송에 다 아니 강점에 된저디 기조 가리메 디데도 시험받지 다 데려 채와 대단 때문에 쳐라 아니 다 시험받아 년백값도 간대지기메 어디데기 내서 송에 말해 되나마
As we move on with the text, first we have to know who is the author of these teachings, yeah. And we have to know what are the qualities that are possessed by the author, and we also have to know the special distinguishing features of this Dharma system, and also we will also look at how this particular teaching should be listened to and how it should be taught.
What did this one say? What did Nema tell us? That become a series of Chavan Namini, Chosumba Chavadan, Chuki Chavadan. That's the Shizi Nembe Sumun to culture of Shabataras.
So anyway, at the top of page 2, the scholars of the glorious Vikramashila Monastery considered it vital to start off with the three preliminaries: the greatness of the author of the teachings, the greatness of the teachings in a way to explain and listen to them, and then the outline. The actual explanation in accordance with that has four sections. Number one, showing the greatness of the altar in order to show that the teachings are, as of noble origin, or showing the greatness of the teachings in order to engender respect for the instructions, how the teachings, which are great in two ways, should be listened to and explained, and the stages by which a disciple should be guided through the actual instructions. So in accordance with that, the guide to the stages of the path to enlightenment has four parts. Yeah. So showing the greatness of the altar in order to show that the teachings are of noble origin, showing that the greatness of the teachings in order to generate respect towards for the instructions, how the teachings, which are great in two ways, should be listened to and explained, and the stages by which a disciple should be guided through or led through the instructions.
Yeah. Ti josha kangre, se ta tundo sungay tine imare, ta karse na, ta chanju lamje rime josha di, zo ta, ta yoshiwa ni, jesun chanku ni maa gyube, ta bedan ondo ke rimba di, ta damga ti imare, rawa, ti na ne, zo zo ta, bedan ondo ke rimba maa, lamje rimba dikne sungay di, zo ta, lama adishe, ani chanju lamje domas, o tukshini, ta bedan ondo ke rimba maa, Nyams lang debu sinita lamji rimba tinema zomenedi changi lamji domas da lama disi zeva disung yore.
Who is actually the author of this teaching? As I mentioned earlier, the hidden or the implicit or the hidden meaning of the perfection of wisdom, which are basically the stages of the clear realizations or the path of the extensive deeds, that was handed down to Maitreya Buddha, isn't it? Yeah. And then Maitreya handed it down to Asanga, and then it was successively handed to various spiritual masters. Yeah. So those teachings were received by Lama Tisha, who then composed the text called A Lamp or the Light for the Path to Enlightenment. So in that text, Lama Tisha arranged these teachings of the extensive deeds in an easy to practice manner. Yeah. So first, the altar. Generally speaking, the present instructions are the one that the venerable or protector Maitreya gives in his honor of clear realization. So in particular, they are based on the lamp on the path to enlightenment, so that its author is also the author of the present text. So other than under the name of the great master Dipangara Sri Nityana, he's also widely known as the glorious Atisha. You guys interested in stories? Because we're trying to figure out whether it's really necessary to read the next couple of pages.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we just keep it short. Yeah. So Lama Tisha was born in India, no surprise. Yeah. Was born as a prince, so he was extremely wealthy and powerful. And anyway, he was the second Pusumyara. So the king and the queen had three children, and he was the middle one, second one. Yeah.
What did he say? That he ne ani si tela chumba yamar. That tige ani si thanda yin. That yende lopchun kare kare chiyares. That thanda tine mas rawata lopchun kare kare chiyares. That dobe yende kare kare niyares. That is lama tisha kita. That is sohe yamar.
So next, the text talks about how Lama Tisha gained knowledge, how he studied and how he practiced in order to gain the different realizations. So on page 3, right in the middle of the page. So how did Lama Tisha gain the positive qualities of scriptural knowledge? So by the age of 21, having studied the four areas of knowledge common to Buddhists and non-Buddhists, language, logic, crafts, and medicine, he had become an excellent scholar.
What in the scene? That chabar to Lujonga Shibe says that Rikti Sarjik Sene, that Semekorim Bare, Chirugi, Toki Chabar Tawa, Chigdan Zede, the Pamber Zebes, the Nimbe Tawa, Kundu Jesu, so to say.
So, in particular, the great Njulumba relates how, at the age of 15, having heard the lines of reasoning, which is a text on a valid conviction on logic and reasoning. So just having heard that text just once, he debated with a non-Buddhist intellectual renowned for his erudition, and beat him, which spread and then his fame far and wide.
Oh, tinde sun, tinde ma ta ngala kande chang pare, sta thoda lama ti sha ngala kande chang pare, sta ti sunhe pare ngala chang pa kare chie me ti sunhe, tinde ri na po zula kang ne ju yu onju chang pa. Doji shall sections that doji countermen long ten tobis lama Raula Kutala sop, Unko Yonsok Shushings, Sanjay Sesayo to Shesha or Dark Day Sadus.
Next, how did Lama Tisha learn mantra or tantra? Yeah. Then he requested complete empowerment from the master yogi of the main temple on Black Mountain, the glorious Rahula Gupta, who had received direct visions of Hevajra and a prophecy from Vajradhakini. Receiving the secret name Jnana Guya Vajra. So up to the age of 29, he studied Vajrayana under numerous highly realized gurus and thereby became knowledgeable in all texts and instructions. When the thought, "Only I am knowledgeable in secret mantra," occurred to him, the Dakinis pointed out in his dream several volumes of mantra he had not seen before. That lowered his pride.
What took him? Oh, Kapka Latin, the Ugesser, Tang Nala, Jamba Cheshire, and he covered up Tindesi, Na Koy Mashima met, Sinishi, Shimbegi, and she Tindegi, and she Maja. What Tinde, a young Kabla, Takana Shere, and he counted on Nangi, Nar Tangman, the Leban Denshe, and he Naka Maja, or Tisungua.
So he also had said here, yeah, that Lama Tisha learned many teachings on the secret mantra. Yeah. So then probably there was a time that he taught, he probably learned everything about tantra. Yeah. So and then probably developed some pride. Yeah. But at that time, then in his dreams, then he was pointed out by some dakinis, that hey, you know, there's stuff that you have not yet seen. So it is not impossible for us to actually develop pride, you know, because so in the, you know, in the course of study, you know, once you get, you know, once you start learning some stuff, and then once you start to gain an understanding of stuff, you know, then it is possible to develop pride. Yeah. So therefore, it's important to ensure that, you know, whatever we learn along the way, it does not become a cause to be proud. Yeah. You know, it becomes an obstacle if we develop pride, you know, due to our studies. Yeah. Because it happens, isn't it? You know, when if, let's say if pride arises because of knowing some of the Buddha's teachings, and then, you know, you can see that, you know, it causes us, you know, to look down on others. Yeah. So therefore, then if that happens, then it doesn't serve any purpose. Yeah. So that's, therefore, it's important to ensure that whatever we learn does not become a condition to be proud. Yeah. So next the text talks about how Lama Tisha was ordained and then how he continued his learning. So both in his dreams and directly, the gurus and protectors then made known to him that vast benefit would accrue for the teachings and many beings if he took monastic vows as appropriate. Upon their encouragement, he had himself ordained. The great upholder of the monastic discipline, Śrīla Rakṣita, an elder of the Mahāsaṅghika tradition, who had attained the concentration in which you single-pointedly enter a reality on the path of preparation, so he officiated as abbot. Chandragaba received the name Sri Dipankara Jnana. Afterwards, up to the age of 31, he studied the lower and upper divisions of inner philosophical knowledge, in particular, for 12 years, the great detailed explanation under Guru Dhammarakshita in Udantapuri, as he was very well versed in the scriptures of the four original traditions. He had an infallible grasp of the tiniest details in modes of behavior that should be cultivated and rejected according to the various philosophical schools, like, for instance, the monastic rules concerning accepting gifts.
So, lo chunye bodhi sebare sabar da chara shen su chung rawa.
So here it says that Lama Atisha heard the teachings on the great detailed explanation, which is a text on knowledge, Abhidharma. So he heard these teachings on this text for 12 years from his guru, Dhammarakshita.
Not 5 years, 12 years.
And not part-time, full-time.
That in the attack was not that. Cup of lata, the Kevanum, that Lugil, Lona Pendoyo, that Koranzo, the Kevan, Kevan, Yin, Kevashi, Chavashi, Keva, the Kemitua, Roa, the Kedun, and Keva, and Singa, the Mitua, Roa, Roa, Rick Pussum, Topa, Rick Bassam, Yunayan, that's Namsong, Lamoga, Shinji, Mitua, Roa, Katsu, Yunayan, Jambache, Kale, Kapche, Lomong, Potter, and the Jewishing, Tenshe, Jambache.
Sometimes it's really helpful to read some of these accounts of the lives of these great masters. See, you can see very clearly from these accounts that no one is born a scholar. There's no exception, not even these holy beings. It's not as if they were born as a scholar, you know, right from the beginning. Hey, hi, I'm the great learned one, you know. So that doesn't happen. You don't see it happening in any of the accounts. Yeah. Yeah. So no matter how wealthy, how powerful they were, how intelligent they were, all of them studied at the feet of their gurus. Yeah. And they studied extensively for a long time before they became learned, isn't it?
Oh, Tushini. What about that? Otoxine, Tenema, that Nibata, Tope, and Tens, that on the Tope and the Cadenini, Nibat, Cadacari, Nibares, Otik or Sunguore, Tenemata, that in the Jangjeta, and is it Tope and the Cadacari Nibares, Tenemata, that Tope and the Nisus Mansur.
So next, the text goes on to explain how, by engaging in a proper practice, how Lama Atisha gained good qualities of experiential knowledge or realizations.
Otoxine, that on that. Tinema, any chirke, long tempatum, tenor, with a number sum to do best, top it, tembayan, lavarum, which is sum to do, says to.
As generally speaking, all the scriptural teachings by the Jina or Buddha are contained in the three scriptural collections. Yeah. Then the realizational teachings are also contained in the three higher trainings.
Oh, Tuxini, that tunda, that dela, that chitan, that jama yung yung de, that tunda, that sanjig, sanjig sung yongso, zopati pa duin dugala, that deno sumna, divare, sunguyare, that deno sum sudugala, that one beteno, the deteno, duveteno, sinita, deno sumna, yongso zopati tina duet.
So all the Buddha's teachings can be condensed into the three precious scriptural collections, or you know, you hear usually people translate it as the three baskets. It sounds terrible than the word basket. Yeah. Anyway, and then the three scriptural collections. Yeah, okay, so what are they? You know, I mean, we will talk about this as we move on. But the three scriptural collections are the scriptural collections of the sutra or pitaka. You know, you hear sutra. Then there is Abhidharma, and then there's the Vinaya. Yeah. Okay.
So, the Nyingba Zo the present that Tuesday Singer, that Sawaso, the Nyekuan, but it, Tang Shabadi, the Lenin, that Gangamanina, that the Nyeku, then a sum, sooner of Tamsi, then a sum, Dubare, then a sum Kangresina, one better than to do it, then all Seji, that Shingu, we are it.
So those of you who have been coming to class for a while, you already know this. Yeah. So, and for those of you who are new, if you do not already know this, then this is something that you really have to understand. You know? So you see, you have to remember this, okay? All the Buddha's teachings can be condensed into the three scriptural collections, okay? So what are the three scriptural collections? Sutra, Abhidharma, or knowledge. So the sutra, there's Abhidhamma, and then there's the Vinaya.
So that is that deuce got that inaya that that one bar doa today some day chapter Kadesh Jugaresta. Kadesh, Kadesh, Chapa de Kadesh and Jugaresna, that Jujishan Joy. Roa, so so, that Sherab Lava, Jose George in a day, Ventilla, that one bit no say. So so, that Sudim Lava, so Jujishan a day, Ventilla, that do it no say. That thing is in the love of so Jesus in the thing with the love, the no star. What in the star? Nyakwe.
Okay, there's three scriptural collections. Okay, all the Buddha's teachings can be condensed into the three pitakas or the three scriptural collections. Okay, so what are the three? There's you have a sutra, or let's say you have Vinaya, you have then there's sutra, and then there's Abhidhamma. Okay. So you got those three, yeah? The Vinaya, Sutra, and Abhidhamma. So how are these three differentiated? So what is the difference? So they're differentiated by their subject matter. Yeah? Okay. So the Vinaya, or in English you can say the code of ethical conduct for the ordained. Yeah? But the Vinaya, yeah. So the mainly deals with the higher training in ethics. Okay, so the Vinaya deals mainly with the higher training in ethics. Then next you have the Sutra. The Sutra collection deals mainly with the higher training in concentration. Then you have the Abhidhamma, yeah, Abhidhamma collection. So the Abhidhamma collection deals mainly with the higher training in wisdom.
So that lava sums na takina shire ta tsurumi lavas, that tingazing lavas, sherabi lavas and sumche rawa. Tati tendang chane, tinde sum juja chitang chane, that deno sum sede yungde, that's all that name.
So you have the three higher trainings, yeah? There's higher training in ethics, the higher training in concentration, and the higher training in the wisdom. Yeah. So these are higher trainings. These three higher trainings form the subject matter of the three scriptural collections. Yeah. Okay. So.
What took you? That church in the Antinay Mare, that Karasana, Bana Dodo Shilopaina, Sanjay Sundar Dosh, that Dodo Shilopaina, Gola, that Tanguneta.
So when we pick up a text, a great treatise, yeah. An important
Sanjay.
Yeah, so if we pick up a teaching of the Buddha, like a sutra, so how do we know right from the beginning what is the main subject matter of that particular text? Yeah. So in order to make how do we know which scriptural collection does that particular text that you're reading? How do you know where it belongs? Yeah. So in order to make it easy for the readers, so in Tibet, the Dharma kings made a rule. Yeah. So made a rule. Yeah. So they ordered the translators to come up with this system. So if you were to open up a text, and if you see right at the beginning, if it says, I prostrate to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, that would indicate that the text that you're reading falls into the sutra collection. Really? So just by reading the expression of homage at the beginning of the text, you'll be able to tell which of the three scriptural collections in this particular text falls into. Huh? So sometimes you just move your head a bit, because I cannot read your mind, So if you see at the beginning of the text, if you see this, I prostrate to the Yufu Manjugosha, then that would almost then you will know almost with 100% certainty that the text falls is the text of the Abhidhamma collection. So if it is a sutra which belongs to the Vinaya collection, then at the beginning of the sutra, right at the beginning when the translators pay their homage, you will see the line, I pay homage, or I prostrate to the omniscient one. So what's the KPI for coming to class today? You understand what's the KPI, yeah? Die, die, must know one. Yeah? Okay, whether you remember what happened to Lama Tisha, what he did and where he went, and if you remember those points, that it is good, yeah? It's all good, yeah? But if you don't, yeah, you don't have to lose sleep over it. But if by coming to class today, you have to know, okay, what are the three scriptural collections? How are they differentiated? So they are differentiated by the subject matter. So what constitutes the subject matter of these three scriptural collections? Basically the three higher trainings, isn't it? Okay? So you have to know this. And you also have to know how do you identify, a text, as to which scriptural collection they fall into, So, in the next class, all of you, everyone, must be able to tell me what are the three scriptural collections, what are the three higher trainings, and how do you determine whether a particular sutra is of the sutra collection, or whether it belongs to the Vinaya or the Abhidhamma. So all of you must be able to do that. Okay.
So
If you really want to study, you know, this is the only way out. Bo bian, have to do this. So if you're not really interested in studying, then of course it's a completely different matter. Yeah, but you know, but if you really want to learn, then no choice. Yeah, no choice but to do this. Yeah.
So I don't know, some two no. two thousand five I went to America. So I was supposed to go there to learn English. I went there 2 months. But anyway, I didn't learn much. So there's the one teacher who teach us. He don't speak Tibetan, but he know how to read. You know, the different texts. Also, he's very... he know what the Tibetan texts talking about. But in order to know the topic, he must memorize, he said. You know, you have to memorize the definition of certain thing. You know, you need to memorize. So he told me how he do. You know, he said, he recite one sentence, then he put one mala like that. You know, because one sentence he do 100 times. By then he remembered the definition. So he do like that. Yeah. He said that. You know. He's in Tibetan, you know, he read like that. He memorized like that, you know, each word. You know, like that. For example, this one, what is three basket of teaching? Then you have to count every day. 100 times maybe you are able to remember. Yeah. I'm just giving example here. I think this one may be easy or you know. Yeah. Huh? After 2 days maybe also forget, yeah.
Tantata gola sheta chiva sheta yungumare. Tati maa matrodo ta chiva samlo tang sheta chiva yungguay. Dolin chiguay. Tindegi tongne kazan shubha nangshinze. Zho zongan zi lomyung sheti. Ni lopo chibu mienba she. Kirang zi lop samlo tang. Nye she. Ani dolin che che. Shendab sheta ngon zi lopyung chitang. Mendao she joku kuyo. Nye she. Kirang zi nye chibu shina. Pendo jashi mu tungu yo maare. Shenya. Lopyung chitang. Mendao she joku. Kirang zi lop. Nye she. Ani dik ma dik sin dolin cheche tak chun xian guai de jie xin wei shi le.
We have to adopt a very different approach now, here in our studies here. I don't think that is of any great benefit, you know, by me just talking from my side and you just sit there and you listen and then full stop, you know. Nothing much is going to happen from that, yeah. So it is on the basis of this, listening to the hearing the teachings, you have also to read. You have got to read your text, but not just reading the text. We have to think about it. So thinking is very important. To think about stuff, you know, to analyze, you know, and in particular, you know, engaging in discussions, you know, with one another is very important. So we have to adopt this approach in in our studies. So the point is to, by thinking about things, you know, on the basis of hearing the teachings and reading the text, you know, and then by critically analyzing the subject matter, you know, then that's how we can reach a decisive ascertainment or understanding of any particular topic. You know. So we really have to do this, okay? See, we adopt this particular approach, you know, and it makes a huge difference, you know, how much we can learn. You know. Because if we adopt this approach, you know, whatever you learn, you know, definitely stays in your mind for a very long time, and you don't forget it. So if you do this, then it makes a huge difference as well, you know, to the development of your own intelligence, your wisdom. You know.
레벤 두테이나 다 구제제 망보지 논조 다 전에서는 레벤 두테 망보지 표시했던 게 아마로 삼로 치점 띵사 왔다 보더니 레벤 두테인조 다 중로도에 표시 땅토에 이제 책을 쓰고도 왔다.
So the more we think, the more we analyze it. In order to reach a decisive ascertainment of the subject matter. Yeah. So basically, the more alert your brain becomes, yeah, the more intelligent your brain becomes, the quicker it is, or it should be. Oh, that's what. Anyway, you know, the scientists are always saying that we are just using a very small small portion of our brains. Yeah. Most of it is unused. Yeah. So basically, we need to get those neurons moving. Yeah. Yeah.
But only one problem, when you think more, each time you think the white hair coming.
That's okay. Mike. Okay, perhaps you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Tara, okay. Tara Hasnain. My question is, all the Mahayana sutras are not necessarily part of the Sutra Pitaka, are they? If you hear something is called a sutra, it's not necessarily part of only the sutra collection. Is that right?
Yeah, no, not necessarily. So, yeah. So, did you understand? So, the question from Tara was that if it is a Mahayana Sutra, does it necessarily belong to the Sutra collection? So, the answer is no. So, you know, the word Sutra in Tibetan is Do. Do, yeah. So in Sanskrit, I guess it's sutra. Yeah. So in general, it means the words, yeah, of the Buddha. Okay, so the words of the Buddha in general are referred to as sutra. Yeah. So in the teachings of the Buddha, as I mentioned, they did different divisions. Okay?
Okay.
Vale.
Okay, so now we stop here. Maybe 5 minutes, maybe some of the, we complete basic program, so I ask them to talk, give some talk. Short one, yeah.
That's how it hurt.
Hello, everybody.
This is Ray.
Yeah, my name is Benny. Okay. So Geshe-la asked me to share my experience with the basic program. So I thought, wow, where to start? Oh, 5 years. I think maybe I will start from my childhood. No, I think maybe I remember I was 11, 12 years old. You know, this thought came to my mind, you know. Where did I come from? Where am I going, you know? This thought came to mind, especially when I was attending science classes. You know, it's like, oh, a lot of reasons, you know. So basically, I guess, you know, this question has been with me all my life. So through my teenage years and early adulthood, I guess I was able to find the question answered in Buddhist teachings after searching many types of different types of teachings, you know. And the thing about Buddhist teachings itself is very open, and I like the concept that, you know, is you can question them. You can question the doctrine, you can question everything about Buddhist teachings. And I like that because, I guess, you know, being free-spirited. So that's what got me interested to come to the center in the 90s. So I guess when I was here, I attended a lot of Lamrim classes those days by Venerable Sangye Kadro, even by philosophy classes by Geshe Dawa. And of course, many high lamas and teachers come and teach, you know. But I find that when I attend all these Lamrim classes and teachings of a short duration, what happened is that most of the time I fall asleep. I don't know why, you know, it's just very natural, I just fall asleep. I guess maybe because, you know, it's not, I'm not connecting or it's not dawning on me, you know. It's like I lose a train of thought. Therefore, I fell asleep. All right, so when, you know, Rinpoche made the, what they call, announcement that he, you know, wants to start a basic program of a five-year duration in 2002, starting in 2003, August, I was, in fact, very happy, elated, you know, very, very joyful that we finally have something that is of a structure that would help answer all my questions. You know, where did I come from? Where am I going? So, and I guess I didn't really give it much of a thought, you know, 5 years, so long, you know. It's just like, okay, just 5 years, you know, so be it, you know. And I went into the program not knowing what to expect. In those days, we did a lot of preparation, you know, like the route tax, you know, getting all the stationery, you know, all the external things, you know, what to expect. And I guess when we went through the you know, the first module, you know, it dawned on me that I need to do a lot more than just attend class. Okay, so I consider myself, you know, when Geshe-la talk about the intelligence ones, I consider myself the opposite of that, not so intelligent. Okay, what is a sign? You know, especially the sign is when Geshe-la does not give us what we call homework or pre-prepared questions to prepare to answer in class the next round, and he asks us direct questions without us preparing, I am stumped. You know what I'm saying? When you ask questions direct to you and to me or to all of us, and I'm not able to answer the question. Okay? So that's a sign that, you know, I'm not so intelligent. But I guess I am more of the turtle, you know. Between the rabbit and the turtle, I'm more the turtle, more a stubborn one. So I want to get the answer sorted. And I cannot stand it if I don't have the answer sorted out. Even if it kills me, I want to get this answer. Okay, so this time around, Geshe-la is very kind. You know, he gave us time to prepare. Remember, what was his question? Yeah, those things that we are supposed to do, right? Venerable Gyomes, KIP or KPI. Okay, so the next time around, like maybe on Thursday when Geshe-la asks, what is it? Then, oh, we are able to answer. Okay, so that is, you know, for me, a very good way to learn because I am prepared well in advance of what to expect. But if there were questions were asked without, out of the blue, without any preparation, I'm always very stumped. So I find myself, you know, of the not so intelligent category, but I'm, you know, very stubborn. All right? I want to find out the answer. So when Geshe-la gives us this kind of challenges and you know, this kind of preparation, I want to go back and then make sure that I know, because I don't want to lose face the next time around, you know, and not be able to answer the question. Okay, so this is one of the ways we learn. Okay, the way I learn as well. Okay, for you know, going through, you know, I remember the first time in the first module back in 2003 August, you know, one of the chapters that we'll go through later on will be the three jewels. Okay, having faith and conviction, you know. So before that, I was thinking, what, you know, Buddha means Shakyamuni Buddha, you know. Now it's the statue, you know. Dharma means his teaching or the text, you know. Sangha means the monks, you know, what else? You know, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, you know. So Geshe-la say, you all don't even know what Buddha, Dharma, Sangha is, you know. So that got me, you know, really fired up and want to find out what is the ultimate Buddha jewel, final Buddha jewel, conventional Buddha, things like that, you know. So, you know, Geshe-la always gives us challenge, you know, during those days. I mean, he will continue to do so. And I took up those challenge as part of my learning process because I think I myself, I'm not intelligent and also would be lazy if I'm not given that challenge. Okay, so that's how I guess I, you know, went through the course. And, you know, every time, whenever, as time goes by, okay, as time goes by, I'm able to think of the questions given by Geshe-la in class by myself. And when I think, I thought that I came up, found the answer, was like totally elated, very joyful, very happy. You know, but of course, when I come to class and I answer, oh, I got it wrong. Okay, but that's not a point. The point is that there is this process of analysis that trained me to, you know, to be able to want to find the answers, even if it's wrong, so be it. Okay, and this kind of process, you know, became like a sort of a, like a, you know, I won't say a habit, but a familiar pattern, you know, in my life, you know, so much so that you know, it's like a constant thing, you know. I wouldn't want to come to class, you know, not knowing something. And then if I were to miss class because of work or whatever, I'll feel very sad, you know. It's, you know, I'm not going, I can't go to class. So yeah, so I guess this is the kind of thing that drove me on, all right, for the past 6 years during the program. And, you know, when we graduated and now attending the second program, and some of them asked me, hey, why are you here again? You know, I said, you know, I tell myself, you know, I don't know much, you know, I need to know more, you know, like now, you know, it's a refresher, you know, things like that. You know, what are the three scriptural collections, things, oh, okay, can't remember. You know, how do the translator translate to make the three to identify the three scripture collections, okay? Okay, now I have to recall. So I may learn something, but I may forget, or I may have not learned something, and I'm trying to learn more. You know, so I don't think, you know, ever that is enough of learning. Like Geshe-la said, until you become Buddha, you have not learned enough. So I guess for all of us here, I guess all of us are same equal. I hope that all of us, you know, have this kind of You know, I myself not so intelligent. Okay, so all of us should, you know, I feel that should have this family kind of atmosphere among all of us. You know, support each other, help each other. You know, whether it is in the teachings, or you know, have being friends with each other and even going out together. You know, as Dharma brothers and sisters. Okay, this goes a long way to, you know, to cultivate a family atmosphere within the basic program in ABC. And I think that is very important. If you feel that you are alone, you know, I think you feel, you know, if you have difficulty coming to class, then you say, oh, I feel like an outcast here, you know. So that would be even more obstacle. Okay, so I guess that's about all. I guess you'll ask me to stay about 5-6 minutes. All right. Thank you very much.
So, I think Rinpoche know we have start our basic program. So, how many people here recently saw Rinpoche know the news? About 230 people here. No. 230 people here attending basic program. So Rinpoche heard that. You know, so Rinpoche is extremely happy, you know, very, very happy. He said, record in APMT Center. You know. So. So I mean, it's really, really, you know, really pleased his mind. So I think this is the best of offering we can make to him to live long, you know. So I think this is the best. Whether you do so many prayer or what, I'm not sure, but best is you please your guru, is happy extremely, then I think that's the best way him to live long. So we're doing that. So also he said, having the center is to have this study. So he said, this is the main purpose of having center. So he said that. So he also he sent message to everyone. He couldn't come, but he said he wished to show everybody, but he couldn't come. So he just said, I don't know, does she delay to everyone? No, I don't know what English, does she delay? What is it? Huh? Hi to everyone. So, so extremely important. Yeah, Rinpoche always, many times he mentioned, you know, having center is to study. Yeah, so remember that. So that the Guru's wishes you to study. You know, if you study, you follow Guru advice, there's a success in your life. You know, that really make Guru to live long. You know, that all Guru wishes to have center. So always remember that and put your effort to study. So at that time I asked Benny to talk. He complete 5-year basic program, so maybe what kind of experience he has, just share it. So I mean, if time allowed, maybe next somebody can talk their own experience. Yeah, not too long. I'll give 5-6 minutes to talk. Yeah? Huh? He talk more than 5-6 minutes. Just joking. Okay, thank you.
Okay, the prayers at the conclusion.